Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Hey, everybody, it's Friday. Wow, it's a great day. Time to have some fun. We're fun for everyone. We're back. Are we live?
We're live, buddy.
Are we live?
Are we?
Are we? I got to tell you, man.
What an hour, man. We got people locked in the underground parking lot. I don't know. Sorry, I haven't been at the studio in a while, but yeah.
It's been quite a 12 to 16 hour run here at Melrose Place Studios.
Had smoke coming out your ears. And in the computer ports.
I don't even know where to start.
But you're handling it better, buddy.
Am I? I'm pacing. For those of you who are wondering right now, like, I am not sitting down. I'm actually sort of standing and...
Got the shakes.
I'm pacing like Dwayne Casey used to before he got fired.
Exactly.
Poor guy. But nevertheless, you know what? Dwayne Casey's going to be just fine.
Because
Dwayne Casey's not in the computer hell that I'm in. So we all know about the Apple. The MacBook Pro, the legendary MacBook Pro that's been producing top quality content that hasn't won me an award anywhere, but it's been top quality content nevertheless, award winning in my own mind. It's been a magical computer. Now, the thing with Apple is, it's not, you know, the Apple, the hardware is good, but basically, I'm too metal for Apple, literally and figuratively so. What happened was, we've been wondering, the last two Apples that we've had, we went to the Apple shop this morning, and it turns out that they've been overheated to the point where there's molten metal inside.
Like lava in the computer, it's hot.
Yeah, the mag port, the magnetic port has been singed.
Magma.
So the guy tells me, he goes, well, you know, I said, you know, well, it's singed. I said, you guys are selling like, you're selling toys here, man. He's like, oh, well, you know, you must have leave it in plugged in too long. I said, I leave it in plugged in too long because if it's not plugged in, then the battery dies. He's like, do you mind if I ask what you do for a living? Like, well, what does that matter, what I do for a living? What the hell does that mean? I swear to God, man, I've given my password this. Like, the only thing they haven't gotten for me is like a DNA sample, these people today. I've gone through Google, Skype, password, this. So anyways, the MacBook Pro, it's not dead. It's in a coma. It's $174 to revive. And, basically, I thought I was going to have a heart attack last night. It just basically melted and died. Except, like I stated, it could be revived for $200 7 days from now. Well, we can't go 7 days without having a computer. Now, can we? So... You know, being Johnny on the ball, I wake up early in the morning. I'm the first one at the Apple store to see if I can salvage the computers. If not, and I tell the guy, I'm like, I need a computer now. He's like, well, you want me to show you some? I'm like, God, no. I'm like, no, I'm getting hell out of this Apple store. So I end up with this this new HP.
Yeah.
Hewlett Packard.
Yeah, I know Hewlett Packard, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. Aren't they like bankrupt now? Didn't that ugly chick, Carly Fiorina, like put him out of business? Well, I'm just saying what Donald Trump said. Who's going to vote for a face like that? Who's like they bring Carly Fiorina, that chick on like shows for like expert advice? Yeah, like, exactly. Chick's lost more to Cleveland Browns.
Exactly.
He's never won an election, ran HP into the ground. So nevertheless, this HP computer is actually, I don't know. You know, we just got it a couple hours ago.
Hey.
So we got the computer a couple hours ago, and I'm very concerned. Very, very concerned. And we'll get to the fact that I never have a chick here, and suddenly I've had a chick here for the last 72 hours, which happened to be the most stressful 72 hours pretty much of the 47 years of my life. All right, so, and oh yeah, she just got locked in a parking garage. Yeah,
I called me
in a sheer panic at about 4:01 as we're starting a radio show that wasn't starting. What's this, the 13th time we bumped Steve Merrill on this show? What is
every damn Friday?
I told you before. I've said it again. I'll say it a million times. Fridays suck. If you like Friday, you suck.
Friday's becoming quickly the worst
Friday's
day of the week.
Terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Look good for you. Friday, big party. You got to run around in traffic. You got to run down to Oakley, pimp some pizza.
I know. This. Yeah, yeah. The check's not good. You know, I got more problems.
Yeah, so... Hey, I'm like,
at least helped her out of the. I got the concierge to get her out of the underground. So that was good.
My deal is like, listen, all that matters is we do the radio show at 4:00 today. I don't care what it costs. And for the record, this cost me $400. All right. Like, I got this.
I gotta be honest with you,
to do this show today.
$400, pretty good machine. You know what? I'm
so far. Well, let's not praise this thing. That's okay. Giving Ryan Fitzpatrick a $25 million contract because he beat the Jets. Let's not praise this HP too much yet. All right, it's caused me a lot of grief already, to be honest. So, listen, I go to the store this morning shopping for a computer. I hate shopping. I hate people. I hate malls. I hate stores. I hate society. All right? So there I am in society in a damn Apple store at 10 in the morning. Yeah, because that's where Gabriel Morenci wants to be. Oh, yeah, that was great. So I go get this HP Packard computer, and I'm like, does it do this? Does it do that? I'm dealing with like a 19-year-old chick, man. Like, she can't even get a drink in a bar, let alone tell me about this computer. So I call her a bluff. I'm like, listen, I need to know. So I basically told her, listen, we're doing a video right now. Yeah. She's standing there. I actually did a video with her in the store. I'm like, I'm kicking it with this chick here at Best Buy. And I said, I want to see it work with the audio. So it did work. I'm like, all right, you did a great job. Did a great job. And she's like, oh, anything, you know. So far, so good. I get the computer. I get back home. First things we got to do, you guys that tune in here, We're often in different cities. Yep. There's massive control and different guests are everywhere. Everywhere's different. So, and how do we sound so crystal clear like a radio remote? Because of the system that George has. Our boy George, great guy. He's got a great remote system, but it's a little tricky. Got to download it.
Yep.
You know, got to go through a lot of things.
You need pros to go through that thing.
Yeah, but George is a pro. The guy should be a kindergarten teacher. He walks like he could walk a monkey across a highway.
I got to be honest with you, Morenci. My $20 computer, it needs George's touch.
Your $20 computer needs to be thrown off my balcony. It's a piece of crap.
Slow down. It's
no, that's
all
we're going to get to your computer in a minute. That thing sucks. Yeah. Hard. All right?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does. It just does.
I tried to help.
It just does. I know you did. I appreciate it. All right, so I get the HP Packard. I get it back here, and I'm like, all right, we got to get this program downloaded for the radio show. People already think I'm an idiot that my computer blew up in the middle of a podcast last night. So I got to, I'm like, man, Cardano's going to have a heart attack, this guy. I'm like, I was thinking of you, Mike. I'm like, and Lou Mayone. I'm like, what's going on with Morenci? This guy's melting down. He's throwing vacuum cleaners, and now he's not even on the air because his computers keep breaking. So I'm like, all right, we're getting a new computer. You know, we're on top of this. Shelled out 460, whatever the hell. No, it was 400. 350 plus the tax, plus transportation.
Oh, yeah.
And effort. All right. So I get the computer. I'm like, all right, we got to get this program. So we coordinate it with George in Boston, and George's on top of it. Great guy.
Yep.
Boom. We get through it. Bam. It's a pleasant conversation with George.
Nice and smooth.
Took about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
I really need to talk to George.
Like Trump says, some locker room talk. You just don't touch that computer.
That's another thing. Now the sound's back.
Cam's looking for like the golf leaderboard. Now he's got like videos.
I was talking like story about Blake Bortles.
Pretty loud.
Blake Bortles.
Somebody's trying to stole his truck.
Yeah.
Don't worry about Blake Bortles. All right, got our own problems here. It's like Dwayne Casey. Don't worry about him. I'm about to have a heart attack here. Dwayne Casey's fine. He's got a nice wife. He's got money. He's got a house. What the hell do I have?
Exactly.
I got an ex-girlfriend that's locked in a
underground.
Locked in a park.
I got to be honest with you. That concierge handled it quite well, too. I gave him my number. We went down. Everything went nice and smooth.
So I get the computer back. Everything's fine, but you can't log into anything, dude. Skype won't let me in. Gmail, Google. Oh, you got to verify this, verify that.
I just went into my Gmail and it's got your face in my sports rage now.
I'm getting text messages and code this and code that to sign in. Someone's trying to sign in. It's like every time you get a new computer, do you have to go through this crap?
Yeah, you do.
So I got to go through all this crap. I'm really, 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 really getting upset. I log into YouTube. Dude, I've been on YouTube for years. I was on YouTube last night. All right? Go to YouTube. They're like, welcome to YouTube. I'm like, what do you mean, welcome to YouTube? Like, what difference does it make if I'm on a new computer? I'm in my account.
Exactly.
And it says, since you're on a new device, what the hell does that mean? I must wait 24 hours to use YouTube. So that basically, like, really, like, nearly put me, like, over the top.
Yep.
As, you know, Cam came in here, and basically you heard me. Nothing like spending an hour and a half on a conference call with a dude from Costa Rica that's breathing very heavily and coughing into my ear.
Actually, he did. Like, usually you give me the sign to split the mic. That guy sounded like he was on a respirator. Like, that was some hard breathing. That was sexual breathing.
Yeah. And I'm telling this guy.
Sexual breathing.
And it was the same crap. He's telling me, you know, I'll download this, and you got to do this for that. And I'm like, dude. I got to go. I'm like, I got a radio show to do in a couple of minutes. I got to go. Right? So I'm really about to snap at this point. Like, I'm actually starting to shake.
But it's not over yet.
Like, it's not even like, you know, this isn't even joke rage or like funny rage or anything like that. This is like, I was already on the verge of having like a meltdown. Like, yeah, I'm on the edge.
That's the thing.
I'm on the edge.
I could tell like when you're raging or whatever, but. It's different now because you got the shakes. Like when your hands, like basically you look like a guy that like used to drink like a couple 40s a day that got off the sauce. And now you're like, oh my God, help me. Like I've never seen a man shake.
I think I could fight in a UFC right now.
Yeah.
Like if I was ever going to be in the cage, I'd be like, somebody said, Morenci, you're up. You want the fight in 5 minutes, you're in. I'd be like, all right, let's just go.
I agree.
Let's just do this.
I see you going hard for like a good minute and just going bonkers.
I'd get killed. Yeah. I'd come in here. Yeah. Come on, I get killed. No. All right, so.
But that's not the best part of the story. You finish when you get off the phone from Costa Rica. Right, then what happens? Your phone's going.
My phone, so.
Like 30 times.
When I'm with Costa Rica, my phone starts like blowing up like crazy. It's like the show MASH. Like the old thing. Like 32 text messages in a row.
Morse code.
And it's making a sound. And I looked at Cam and I was like, I'm about to blow, bro. And I was about to throw the phone off the balcony type of thing. And we got the radio show to do. Basically, 2 minutes away, my phone's blowing up. I'm going to do it on Costa Rica. Now, listen, we already tested the system earlier in the day.
Thumbs up?
Thumbs up. It was fine. Well, dude, it was a pleasant experience with George. Bam! We were on the air. You know, long story short, the moral of the story is everything's Florio's fault. It's all your fault, Mike. But no, I'm kidding. Poor Flores. It's not his fault.
He's doing the best he can.
We're
all getting beat down, buddy. Yeah, yeah. It's constant.
Mike Flores is crazy.
Hey, we're Bills fans. We can't betray each other.
No, yeah, you said it, Flory. I don't know what me and
that Brett, saves you.
I don't know what we did as human beings. Like I'm helping people in underground parking lots holding the door for old ladies, and just we can't catch a break these days. I don't know what's going on.
Somebody said to me about an hour ago, Mike, is there anybody else in the room with better IT knowledge than you? I was about to jump through the screen and, like, kill the guy.
The answer's not me.
I told the guy. I said, listen, it's not IT knowledge, all right? It's the damn – like, all right. So, we were good to go. And finally, so after all this, I'm about to have a nervous breakdown, complete, like, breakdown. Cam's here. I have a lady friend that's here that I haven't seen in years. It just popped up in a pop-in surprise visit.
Surprise!
Here for the last 2-3 days.
Yes. Yes.
Just to add to my chaos, he decides to leave, like, basically as the show's starting. So, like, I'm, like, in a full panic mode. She's like, all right, see you. I'm going to go now. It's like
she was very lovely to you. She could tell you were stressed out. She actually was caring.
Yeah. So it was just bad timing.
Yeah. No, like stressful timing.
Yeah, it's bad timing. So she splits. We're about to start the radio show. And then suddenly there's a technical difficulty. Yeah. Suddenly there's a technical difficulty. Out of the blue, there's another technical. It's not even on us, but people, of course, online. Ooh, Morenci.
Yeah.
If anyone says anything about me online right now, I swear to God, I'm going to ban you, I'm going to block you, and I'm going to find out your address.
I got to be honest with you, too. What are the odds of somebody leaving at that time and getting locked in an underground parking lot?
Yeah, but you got to understand, this girl gets rattled easily. So she leaves.
How's the voice?
We're starting the show. I'm like, all right, we're going to do the show now, whatever. We're doing the radio show. We're ready to go. Cam's like, is the system good to go? Mike Cardano's going to step in a second. Yeah. Is the system good to go? Are we good? New computer? I'm like, we're good to go, man. I spoke to George earlier. Hell, I even did a test run. If anyone's wondering, like Mike Cardano, why did you guys didn't do a test?
Test
I
run.
Did. I called in. Asked Carton's guy, Chris. I spoke to the boys earlier in the day.
Smooth.
I called in at like 12:30, 1 o'clock. Hey, guys, just wanted to do an early test to make sure everything was all right. He's like, you sound great. I was like, thanks, man. Yeah, we'll be ready at 4. See you later, guys. And then
chaos.
Yeah, and then of course, then my phone rings 32 times in a row. It's my ex-girlfriend who's basically in near tears because she's locked in my condo parking garage, trapped. I'm freaking trapped. You got to come down. I know you have your show right now, but you can't. You told me I wouldn't get trapped in here. All weekend she's been bitching about getting trapped in a parking garage. She ends up getting trapped down there.
Send me.
So, yeah, Cam's like, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I got to start
either.
The show.
We got to get her out of here.
And then I'm discussing with Florio, and he goes, listen, we have some static issues right now. He goes, are you on Skype? I said, yeah, I'm on Skype. And the next thing I know, the show starts. It's like, dude, I don't have any mics.
What's going on? Like,
oh, yeah, it was quite the adventure. But all the static has been issued. It's been dealt with.
I got to be
The ex-girlfriend has been let free out of the bar.
Francie, I don't want to bring any more stress into the situation, but I need George's number. I need him to go through my computer and stuff. You're not going to be around. You're going to be in Halifax. I'm going to be in the studio
and then
New York. Yeah, let's bring in the boss because
Mike
I got to feel. I don't need these things happening again.
You know our feeling, Mike, in which, you know,
Ryan.
Friday, who cares it's Friday, right? Like, remember when you were younger, it was great. Maybe you'll get laid. You know, you go with your buddies. Yeah. Maybe you go to a baseball game and get drunk. Now Fridays to me is just like, God, I hate everything. What's up, Mike?
You may think I'm calling to complain, but I need to applaud your resolve. You've given me a new reason to live. You've been through hell and back here, Gabe, and I want to applaud the effort. And it's only up from here. There's only one way we can.
You're right. And one thing, Mike, is I'll tell you, I know this. We're not quitting. Like, that's the thing. Like, we're not just sitting back and go light up a smoke and go, we'll figure it out. We're like ding, 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 ding. We're running all over the place trying to make things work.
So yeah, you should.
Gabe
you
called
should see
me.
Us.
It's 9:30 this morning, and he tells me he's at the Apple Store. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is this man doing up at 9:30 in the morning? He's usually just going to bed at 9:30 in the morning. I'm looking at my clock. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong. Is he okay? Whatever, you know, I've got a little more color here with the girlfriend in the parking garage. Listen, it's only up from here, Gabe.
You know, you're good.
However you fixed it, it works now, and you.
No, well, that's the thing, actually. Yeah, you know what?
Hey, maybe it is a good $400 buy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all right.
Yeah, it's quite the.
I can tell you, it's 20 times better than this piece of shit. Like, I don't know who's running this thing.
Cam
doesn't even have a microphone.
I discovered, Mike, after the MacBook blew up last night. I'm like, maybe we can run this on Cam's computer. And it's like, I don't know.
It's got issues.
Yeah. Like, put it this way. Like,
all I know, Gabe,
you just spent more money.
Nothing about you. Science
Who's that?
Nothing on you. You could take any ordinary day event that with nothing is supposed to happen, and the whole damn thing is just a comedy event.
Mike, I'm going to be honest with you.
I tried to park my girlfriend's car 2 nights ago. Yeah. I nearly got in a fist fight with a doormat.
Not even one word of exaggeration. Like, you wouldn't believe it. Like, When his girlfriend left, like, this phone blew up like 50, 60 times, like, for freaking shit. Help, I'm trapped. Like, I had to go grab like,
at 4 o'clock at the concierge.
I grab him. We go into the under. Like, I don't even know what the hell's going on around here, man. Morenci's got the shakes. I tell you, what a day. Yeah. What a day.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Mike, drive safe, Mike. Get around. If you happen to get around to talking about some sports today, that would be good. I'm not
we will.
Towards there. But
we were told.
If you
we were
to
told,
get around to that, that'd be
we
nice.
Were told 5 o'clock.
We'll get there. Yeah, 5 o'clock, we're going to rock sports.
Yeah, I was under the belief. They're like, Florio gave us
go
the
sports.
Listen. You know, pretend at 5 o'clock sort of the start of the show. Yeah. So we figured, yeah, we just open up and bitch. But, yeah, now we're going to bitch about sports because you know what? I got my ass handed to me last night. I'm not even kidding. Lost. Yeah, great. You know, thanks, L.A. Dodgers. God, I hate them.
No, they're the best. Right, Mike, worst favorite of the best. Have a good one, Mike. And I do need George's information, Mike, because I don't want to be where Morenci is. Thanks, buddy.
I got him on speed dial.
I got him on speed dial. I know you do. I want the pleasure of George trying to go through this piece of crap.
I feel like I've been molested almost.
Like you have been probed.
No, I've been probed. I've been probed like 6 times this year. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, I've had numerous people in control of my computer. It's like, and this is what, like, I've had, like, everyone. And you can't make this
up. You bring
up
the best point, though.
I got into a fight 3 hours ago with someone about this thing is called Team Viewer. Okay? And it's called Team Viewer.
Sounds nice.
And basically, it allows somebody else to come into your computer if you're an idiot. And, you know, so I couldn't even download the Team Viewer earlier in the day, and I got into a fight with the guy that you came in when I was arguing with the guy in Costa Rica.
Oh, Costa Rica guy.
About Team Viewer.
Yeah.
I was like, I downloaded it a million times. It doesn't work.
I got to be honest with you.
And then I speak to Florio, and he goes, yeah. He goes, you need to download Team Viewer. That's when I started shaking. I was like, if I hear
Do I sound like that today?
Lava. What, Florio?
So do I actually sound like that? You need to download Team Viewer.
Viewer.
You need to download Team Viewer. Yeah. Yeah, that's how you sound. All
right.
Okay. Yeah. Even Flow. Can you play Even Flow on the way out?
Even Flow.
Pearl Jam. That's the song that sort of like stops me from completely. Poor Steve Merrill, too. I swear to God, man. It's been like 7 times with Steve Merrill on Fridays.
Yeah, well, usually our start time was 4:20 because we couldn't get 4:03 right. So we and then boom, yeah.
We put Bano on at 5.
Oh, yeah. Bano.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. If you need some DFS winners today, you better sign up for DailyRoto.com.
Oh, great call.
Optimizers and projections. I got to be full disclosure. Yeah. What am I going to say? I've been in malls.
Yeah.
I've been in Apple stores.
Yep.
I've been in Best Buys. Like I said, there's been 3 different grown men that have probed my computer from like various different countries. And my ex-girlfriend got locked in a parking garage basically at 4:01 1 minute as I'm about to start the show. Calling me, you better come down.
That was the best.
You're like, she's from Quebec. She's a French chick. For you guys who don't know French chicks, just imagine like a black chick in the States, but like times 10. You don't even want to know about a black Quebec chick. Then,
you're a goner.
I tried it. I lasted like 2 days. I was like, I'm out, man. I can't deal with this. Over the top.
That's the best thing, Morenci. Like, even though when you need some female companionship, they don't get the fact that you're a radio man 24/7, 365. Like, there's going to be no, you know, swimming in the pool and let's go for a nice workout and go,
no, I did go to the Chinatown last
night. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No, well, you got in that 3-hour span, you're getting things done.
Yeah.
Man, you're just.
And look what happens. Yeah. It's like I leave my post for 3 hours and all hell breaks loose.
Why do you think you don't leave?
Yeah. I knew it. I came back. The MacBook blows up. It leads into this.
It's a great point. Great point.
Even Flow.
Please help. I'm trapped. I'm trapped in the parking lot. I just can't. When I told Buddy at the front, too, he's like, what? I go, we got a radio show on the 5th floor, man. You got it. Like, let's work this thing out. Sorry.
Dude.
Buddy, I'm with you, too.
He's like, the best guy in the building, that guy.
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you. I've met all your concierges. You got to remember something.
All the other ones are useless.
You live in the. I come in from out of town. No, that one guy, honestly, not a violent man. I'd love to fight that guy. That skinny little punk. Like, he never lets anybody in. He's been rude to everybody.
You're going to love the story.
I hate that
guy.
He doesn't even let you park.
I got a good story for you about that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I asked him, 2 days ago, I asked him about the parking situation.
Oh, yeah.
He was all snotty with me. You need to log into a website and register, blah, 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 blah. Very unhelpful. I got so pissed off, I went to the condo board manager.
You went to the property manager. Yeah. Actually, yes. Yes.
She's like a hot Russian chick. She said, what happened? I told her in front of me. She got on the phone. She's like, why didn't you explain to him? She's like, no. And they're like, she starts yelling at him in Russian. She's like, you do your job. And she's like, I'm setting him back now.
I like your style,
Barenzi. She put him in his place. I didn't let him do it because she actually showed. I saw how she did it on the computer. But yeah, that guy's a dick, and I know this now. I knew he's a jerk, but
the other girl's lazy. That guy's the best.
The regular guy's
the best.
Yeah, that guy's
the best. He actually helped. He helped the trap. I got something to say too. You're not the only guy. So I got a tenant in there. So part of the deal is he gets the parking spot. Once in a while, when I have to take my dad and mom places, I get the car. So I don't have a car, right? So I park it in visitors. Same thing with you, Gabe. I'm an owner of the property. I wake up this morning. I got a $45 ticket from the idiot in the complex, and I registered for the thing. So I call my property manager. This is the difference. Barb. I get on the phone with Barb. I go, hey, Barb, I'm Cam from Unit 102. I'm done with this crap. Your website sucks, and I still got a ticket when I registered. Mr. Stewart will take care. You know what I mean? I pull to you. I go, I'm done with you guys. I'm done with your damn condo, your stupid meetings. And I'm going to tell you something, Renzi. I am going to time to show up at those condo meetings because there's a lot of sketchiness and crap going on. I don't know what they got going on with backroom deals and stuff. I'm getting jobbed at my own property. I can't even park a car at my own property. Screw them. I'm done. I can't believe I wake up to a ticket. My own. Like, that's nuts. Anyway, I was with you. I've had a horrible day today. I don't know what the hell happened. Like, I just started.
You
just
should show up and just bitch at them. You won't be able to change it.
That's the problem. I asked her. I go, you live here? Like, the thing is, the property manager sometimes lives on the bill. No, she's way on the outside. But, yeah, we had a 3-mile, but I'm done with them.
I know a dude who told me that he enjoys going to the condo meetings.
And stirring it up?
And
bringing up issues. Perfect.
And he told me, he goes, you can't change anything because, you're just one. But they actually called the cops. Like, things got so heated once.
Yes.
Well, listen, condo boards are like the biggest scam since the Martinizer.
Martinizer. Well, that's a blast from the past. Yeah. These guys do a lot. No, the thing about condo boards, you said it too. Especially here. No, actually, they do something. They steal.
Yeah, no kidding.
People could kill people to get on the condo board.
In Las Vegas, people get murdered and stuff like
that. Oh, it's a big deal.
Missing funds. Well, imagine, Cam. It's not. Of course, it's scam. Yeah. You're the head of the condo board. It's up to you to decide what carpet company you're going to use.
He comes in, yep. Whatever.
What every company, every deal,
damn
every purchase
right.
in a building.
Yep.
And that's one of the old...
wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah. Envelope.
You go, listen, I got $60,000 budget for this. If you can do it for 40,
just... Hey.
And we all win?
We're in.
I keep pointing,
exactly.
You get 40, we all win here, right?
You said it, brother.
That's the way
that
stuff goes.
That's what I'm dealing with. Yeah, I'm done.
And in Vegas, you get into the real sketchy, they start, really scamming each other over the property and stuff like that. Yeah, condo boards.
Very dirty business.
I'm sure there's a CSI Las Vegas about a condo board murder, and if there isn't, you should write one.
Exactly. Well, I did have one good thing happen to me.
Patrick Cantlay is playing well.
Yeah, he's tied for second.
50-1. That was my pick.
Hey, buddy, I told you, we're on board here. We got.
I put $5 on him only.
Stenson's T-Sig. Yeah.
He's 50-1. I put $5.
Hey, you could really lose $250.
You're right.
I almost paid for the computer.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
I'm going to start saying little victories, friend. You know what? We need some small victories that could really cheer us up. Yeah,
Casey got fired. Is that cheer you up?
Not really. No,
he's a nice guy.
I'm not really happy about that. The problem is, though.
Wow.
What's your line? It's a cold ass world. Can't get past that far in the playoffs. You're done.
Besides, Jerry said it was the hardest thing I've done in my life.
Seems like a really nice guy, Dwayne Casey.
But I think it was time.
Yep, it was time.
It just was. Game Time Decisions Fantasy Sports Radio Network continues.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Quite the afternoon.
Sure.
Here today, get you ready for Friday.
When I just walked in, it was like a hurricane, man. There was a lot of stuff going on.
All right, so we didn't Maryland, but let's put Bano on now, Florio.
Lots of interesting things to break down. Hockey game tonight and some baseball.
And you know what, Babano was actually on live with me.
Oh, during the meltdown?
No, during the meltdown.
Yeah.
And he actually spoke probably for about 5-10 minutes after until the page and everything just like shut down completely. Babano, you know, that's one for the books, buddy. You've been on a lot of rages over the years, but you could always say you were on live when the MacBook probably when it finally died. You know what I mean? There was no coming back, Babano. Like, it wasn't like Google Hangouts. No. The computer died. It was over.
No, we were saying our final last respects to that MacBook. You know, basically at this point, you know, you've given us enough grief. You've given me enough problems over the years. It's time to put you to rest at long last. And as Gabe, your very good friend, I know you love this guy, Justin Timberlake, once saying, "Ayo, I'm tired of using technology." I'm sure that's how you're feeling right now.
The best is Babano. Like, you knew it was coming soon because Morenci, like, we'd be doing an interview and I'd be looking. He's been like bouncing the wire and he put like something under it, like a, you know, like a pack of cigarettes or something, like to put it on a certain angle. The light would come on, off. Like, we were playing with fire for a while, buddy. It was bound to happen. Right, Morenci? You knew.
Yeah,
You saw this day coming, but you're just not sure when Armageddon was going to hit.
The best way of putting it, it's really like it's like a car. No, it's about to.
Yeah.
But.
It turns over, but one day it's just not gonna happen.
Really regret it until like you get stuck on the freeway or something. You get stranded. You're like, I knew I should have got this fixed, right? But hey, it is what it is. It's not my fault. It's Apple's fault. But nevertheless, thanks for joining us, Babano. You've been going to the hockey games, right? The OHL Championship. How you enjoying it?
It's been a great series, Gabe. I was at the two games in Hamilton this week, game 3 and 4, at the FOCU, as I like to say, FOCU, the First Ontario Credit Union Center.
Watch your language, buddy.
Yeah, that's my little pet nickname for it because it's the First Ontario Credit Union Center. But it has been a great, great series. Hamilton and the Sioux, they're tied up at 2. It's down to a best 2 of 3, game 5, game 6, and game 7. Game 5 is in the Sioux tonight. The Sioux won in overtime in game 4, back and forth. If you can find sports books out there that offer OHL, WHL lines, there are a couple, Bodog, Bovada, bookmaker Chris does, I think William Hill does as well. You can get Hamilton plus 140. The losing team has bounced back and won the next game in this series, a lot like the Winnipeg-Nashville series we just saw. So maybe Hamilton is an underdog. I'm not going homer here, but the losing team has won the next game, and that has me kind of interested here in Hamilton, plus 140. That overtime prop, too, at plus 300 is not bad. It's been a tight, close series throughout.
Well, we've got NHL hockey tonight with the Washington Capitals.
We do.
Lightning. And I swear to God, I don't know how many times on the show yesterday I repeated that, well, you know, the road teams won 4 of the 6 games so far this series.
I wanted you to be on Winnipeg with me, man.
I said it like 10 times. The road teams, 4 and 2. The home team's only 2 and 4.
And we talked about it with Pekka, too. I go, this guy, when he goes, like those two goals that he let in, he was
stunned. You know, it was crazy, though. Pekka played good in Winnipeg.
I know.
But not at home. His goals against at home was like 8-3-5 or something.
Brutal.
You know, crazy hockey players. But before we get to the Golden Knights and Winnipeg Jets,
Yep.
Let's talk Capitals and Lightning as they're ready to get started. Capitals and Lightning. Tampa Bay Lightning ride the Lightning. Minus 185. Washington Capitals plus 165. You got sound effects for this game?
Like, what?
Lightning? What's a capital?
What's a capital? Hey, what does a capital do? Like, well, yeah, a capital. I don't
know. Capital city?
Just get a voice of Donald Trump, right?
Wrong.
Yeah. Fake news.
Yeah.
We're trying to give every pick in sound effect form here, and sometimes it's not easy.
It's very difficult.
Maybe do like a presidential walk type of music for the Capitol. Da 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 da. Something like that. Capitol. There we go. That's our Capitol sound. Yeah.
Good stuff, Babano. Yeah. See, me and Gabe are so rattled. Our brains are mush right now. So you do the thinking for us.
I like yesterday. George Kurtz killed me. It was great lines. The way he said it too. It's so funny. When we're talking about the octopus in Detroit, and I was like, man, you're not allowed to throw an octopus on the ice in Detroit, but you're allowed to throw a catfish on the ice. I said, these guys are pouring beer in a catfish's mouth and stuff like that. And he said, yeah, well, what are they supposed to do in Winnipeg? Throw, like, jet parts?
Jet parts.
Miniature airplanes? What are we going to get, little miniature planes there? Like they sold at the old Warplane Heritage. Actually, Warplane Heritage Museum in Hamilton sells these little old big figure jets. You can throw those on the ice. That's what you do, yeah.
I used to, people wouldn't know this about me, but when I was a kid, I used to have a bunch of them. I used to make them when they'd be hanging from my ceiling and stuff.
What, like models?
Yeah, Was it
Star Wars or you did the real jets?
Yeah, the old like fighter jets and all that type of stuff.
Like putting them together like from scratch.
Yeah.
That takes, you know what? That takes some brains, man. Some of those models are hard to put together.
Yeah, but I started to tap out as it got very difficult.
Oh, yeah. As you get older, they get trickier and trickier.
I passed, outside.
Yeah, then they got, the Buckingham Palace. Screw you, man. Remember?
Whoa.
I was on The Simpsons. Remember they were trying to build?
Yeah, good luck, Homer.
Exactly.
Plus 165, Washington Capitals. Over under six. Hey, when I get a six, I'm going under. But
I'm going under
here. Game one. Game ones are, it's either like really high scoring or really low scoring.
You know what the crazy thing is tonight, guys? This is Tampa Bay minus 185 is the same as the game price tonight. So it's basically the same. I got to tell you something, Morency, and we'll give Gamblu a lot of credit too. Tampa Bay's hot, man. Like, I know Washington has Holtby, but Tampa Bay's deeper than Washington.
Yeah, but the NHL playoffs have been dogs.
Washington's beat up, though. It's hard. And Tampa Bay has so many guys that can get it done. They're deep and fresh.
Let's let our guest talk. What do you say, Babano?
I think Washington's got a puncher's chance in this series. I just don't like them in game one tonight. I mean, you're coming off an emotional big time series win against Pittsburgh, a team you never beat in the playoffs until now, a round you've never advanced past in the playoffs until now. It's a big burden. It's an albatross around the neck. It was a monkey on the back, a piano on the back that was removed from this Washington team winning that series against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And you just wonder, a little flat.
Albatross,
monkey on the back,
piano on the back.
Yeah. They had it all, Washington. They had a lot of weight, Cam, a lot of burden on their shoulders in that series. And they finally shook that, and it was such a big deal. You're seeing Alex Ovechkin when they scored in overtime, Kuznetsov. He's looking up to the heavens like, man, I've just been saved. You know, someone saved my life or something here winning this series. So I'm just a little worried, where is Washington's focus? Where is their mindset tonight for game one of a brand new series? So I think I like Tampa here. I would take Tampa regulation line. You can get them minus 120. That's a good option at bet365. You got the three-way line there. Tampa minus 120 in regulation is probably the way I'd go. I'd lean under. I think I'm not a big under guy in hockey, but I think under six in this game is a decent play. I think it could be a little sloppy, a little tentative in game one. Don't really have a strong opinion, but I'd lean Tampa regulation and the under tonight.
I'm taking Tampa Bay tonight in regulation. I really want, you know, I love my dogs, Marcy. I was on the Jets last night, but I'll tell you something. Just Tampa Bay, with how deep they are and their scoring, I think it's problems. We got to remember something too. Washington's pretty beat up, and they got like guys step up in that last game against Pittsburgh. Holtby's been amazing, but I think Tampa Bay is going to win the series. So I lean Tampa Bay.
I've heard the argument, and Babano brought it up as far as the letdown factor. Ooh, they beat Pittsburgh. And, you know, I don't know, man. Can you really have a letdown when you're planning to go to the Stanley Cup Finals?
It happens a lot, though. Like, teams that finally get over the hump, they're like, and, yay, and then they go, oh,
and
God.
And I would argue that instead of a letdown, I would argue the Washington Capitals are damn hot right now.
They are.
You guys talk about hot. The Lightning being hot. The Capitals are pretty hot, too.
They are. Well, think about all the games they've won in a row since Columbus has won those two games. What have they lost? One game?
But the Capitals always seem to lose the first game. They always seem to put themselves in holes. Man, the line just changed as we were talking.
What is it?
Lightning just went to 200.
Dude, now it was
185 now like I said. I swear to God.
You got to listen to Bobano and take regulation or parlay.
You guys just moved the number. Yeah. You two influence. People are
they're listening.
People think I'm such a clown. They're like, oh, Morenci's bigging up the Caps. Give me the Lightning. I never said to take the Capitals. I'm just saying I don't trust the Lightning. I like the under. I swear to God, it went to minus 200.
It happens a lot.
Here's the thing, though, about the conference finals, NHL and NBA. These are all four good teams in both of these sports that are left standing. You've got to get creative. You've got to have a little bit of a thinking outside the box strategy with how you attack these series, especially early on when you're not sure how teams are going to just jump into this next series. My thought process is think Washington's maybe a little bit vulnerable tonight. Tampa can win this game. And if they do win tonight, Tampa, I'm going to be looking to back Washington in game two because I think they'll be in a good bounce back spot. They're going to be getting another really good plus price on the road in Tampa Sunday night for game two. I'm hoping Tampa wins. We can come back with a Capitals play in game two.
When have you guys seen this in a sport with the final four teams? Listen to the futures. And Gabe and I were talking about, you know, Winnipeg plus 230 to win the cup. Tampa Bay plus 250. Washington plus 300. Vegas plus 300. It's almost pick'ems across the board. Like, look how close these lines are. So you can make a case basically for any team there. I don't know who, but out of those four, if you were going to make one future play right now with the final four, who's your team?
Oh, that's a good question. Winnipeg, Tampa.
The CNN delay going on.
Oh, no, I just looked at the soundboard and go, he gone.
Bobano joins us live from the Gaza Strip. I'm Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf, 10 seconds later, dead air, 10 seconds later, Wolf sends in. Yeah.
I love that, though. CNN's always, and they're both waiting. Yeah, it's always not you ask the question, they always wait. Like,
the three-second delay.
It's not their fault. They're sending it.
That's the thing. I know. It's just like there's no way to fix it.
Yeah, people bitch, CNN's got delay. Hey, guys, they're talking on FaceTime here with a chick in the Gaza Strip right now.
Me and you were doing the radio show with our mics and our computers. We're getting a second and a half
delay. I can't log into YouTube right now.
Correct.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, Vegas, I like them in each of the first two rounds. I've been riding them. I like them to beat L.A. They did. I like them to beat San Jose. They did. I've got to get off that train for this round. I think Winnipeg's just going to have way more speed, way more forward depth than anything they saw against the Kings, anything they saw against the Sharks. They don't have home ice advantage finally for the first time in these playoffs. Oddly enough, though, I'm going to take Vegas in game one, even though I like Winnipeg to win the series, because I think Vegas is going to maybe get them, Winnipeg, off a grueling, gut-wrenching, physical, emotional, tough series against Nashville that went seven games. I think Vegas steals game one, but Winnipeg bounces back strong. Takes over the series toward the back stretch of the series, and ultimately wins it.
I feel like we're in the Gaza Strip now. There,
Bano's cutting it out there a little bit. Who do you like in the series, Cam? Vegas and the Winnipeg Jets.
I like Winnipeg. I'm with Bobano in this one. Too much line depth. What they did to Nashville too, like. It's just Winnipeg. They actually know how to get things done too. With the lead, they're not type of team to choke it. You saw the stat with a lead in the third period. They haven't given up anything. Vegas has been a great story, but San Jose and LA aren't of the quality of Winnipeg.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Winnipeg's a better complete team. And I'll tell you one thing about Vegas. They have big guys. Winnipeg's tougher too. Like Buffalo and these guys, like they can hurt you a lot more. Like LA, you. A big bruising team, they're not. They're looking old and slow. San Jose had some good young years, but you know what?
Look
who
Winnipeg had to beat to get here.
Winnipeg is mean. Like, look at their lines with Wheeler and Scheifele. Like, it's also score, and they leave damage to people. I'm telling you, Vegas, Gamble disagreed. He said it was going to be tougher with Nashville. I think Winnipeg's going to take Vegas out to the woodshed.
It comes to an end for Las Vegas.
Yes,
here.
It does.
You know, and I said,
Winnipeg
and I said,
in six.
And I said before the playoffs that Vegas was going to bow out in the conference finals. This is the round that I pegged that Vegas would get to, and I like them to get to this round, but I didn't like them to advance past this round. So I'm not going to go. I'm not going to change my mind. And I like the way this Winnipeg team is playing. Think about it from a Winnipeg standpoint. What did you get out of Patrick Laine or Nikolai Ehlers in the series against Nashville? Nothing. And they still ended up winning that series. So what if those guys get going for the Jets?
You know, we always talk about that, though, about that. You know, we could bitch about format. Yeah, no league is perfect.
But the playoffs have been awesome so far.
It sets up certain teams, though, easier.
That's true.
To the Stanley Cup than other teams.
Vegas.
It's not right. Like, the Pittsburgh Penguins having to play Capitals
in the
bounce,
I
right?
know.
Well, you know, the lower seeds should get in playoff matchup.
I'll tell you. If Seattle comes in the league, every GM's going to bitch and complain about Vegas going this far in their inaugural year.
Dude,
it's ridiculous.
Winnipeg had to play Minnesota and Nashville.
Yep.
Vegas gets the LA Kings and San Jose.
Exactly.
And we talked about it. Didn't have to leave the West Coast, Babano.
Yeah, perfect.
Babano, they're in Vegas. LA's 3 hours. San Jose's an hour flight, 45-minute flight. They, you know, now they're coming to Canada. It's a different, you know, they're leaving their comfort zone. It's not the same. All right, so 2 minutes, Babano. NBA basketball, Sunday. We've got started the conference finals, and the Raptors were like minus 225 favorite in the series.
Losing you guys.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are favorite.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm looking at this game, Cleveland, I can understand why they've taken some money. Look, I know people are going to say, oh, it was a soft Raptors team. The psyche was crushed. LeBron was in their heads and all that. But you got to give Cleveland credit. They did play very well. Boston, you know, has just been so well coached by Brad Stevens. He's gotten everything. He squeezed the orange dry pretty much. He's gotten everything he could out of this basketball team. And they're not going to be an easy out. Unlike the Raptors, Boston's winning at least a game or two in this series and going to push this Cleveland team. But, you know, after what I saw in Cleveland the last round and the way the NBA works, you know, they're going to do everything in their power from an officiating standpoint to make sure every 50-50 call goes LeBron's way like it always does. I think when push comes to shove, Cleveland gets by and gets to the finals, but it's probably not going to be easy. Boston will push them.
Kind of crazy for that series price. Yeah, Babano can win, but miss 300.
I'm taking Boston. I think Boston can win.
Boston at plus 240. Yeah. I agree with you.
But either way, it goes like seven games. I think it's going to be a real battle.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, this is not going to be this is going to be a situation where Boston, unlike Toronto, they're going to show a little physical toughness. They're going to show a little mental toughness, some fortitude out there on the court. So for that reason alone, it's going to be a much taller order and tougher task for Cleveland. But they're going to get that make or break call. I could see this being like Cleveland, Indiana. It goes seven games, and then in that seventh game, there's some call late that screws over the Boston Celtics and is a big difference maker in the end. Could totally see that happening. This is the NBA, after all, where amazing crooked officiating can sometimes happen. Watch out for Scott Foster and Tony Brothers. You know, they're getting a couple games in this series. You can book it.
Cameron, Babano.
You're cutting
in and out a little bit. Thank you, Babano.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend. Good luck. See you.
You too.
Cameron. Game time decision continues. At our rest during the break.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Song's like too happy for the mood where it. Yeah, hit the music, kill the music. Hit the music.
It's too happy. She was the fast machine. She got locked in the car.
Yeah, that's like the Friday night party song. Yeah. Do I look like a party?
No, you're not partying.
No.
The door is ajar. Wah, wah. Locked in the underground. I'll get the concierge. P2.
What a...
Yeah, I got to admit, though, there are a lot of doors, like, after the studio when you go down to the dungeon. I've never seen, like, an underground with, like, a cage, a door, and stuff. It's very intimidating. It almost feels like a ladder match in the WWE. A lot of interesting haze games, things to get locked into and stuff. Yeah, you know, if you didn't know the area, you learned. That's all I'm saying. What the hell's Webb Simpson doing? We got Patrick Cantlay at 10 under. We want to win some money, and this number.
What about Kisner? Did Kisner?
Kisner's actually he's 2 under on the day. If he, I think the cut right now. Okay, let's see. Kisner is 3 over right now. I think the cut's going to be probably even, and he's got some holes left. So we need a miracle. We need Kisner to go on the old birdie train there. So
it would be a real miracle.
Actually, yeah. The cut lines right now, -2. No, he's got to like birdie 5 of the last 6 holes.
It's a tough one, though, man.
I can't believe Webb Simpson's 10 under on the day. He's 10 under on the day so far. He's 16 under. He's leading by 6 shots. The guy is 10 under through 15 holes. Like, I think it's a mistake. I gotta click on this. Let's see what's good. Birdie. Oh, my God. Birdie, 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 birdie. Oh, my God. Guy's going into a par 5. He's on in 2. This guy might shoot a course record today. He is literally like, this is absolutely nuts. He shot a 31 on the front 9, too. He's 5 under. Eagled the par 5 second, birdie on the 5th, birdie on 7th, birdie on the 9th. And he's going to birdie this hole. He's going to go 11 under on the day so far. Webb Simpson. We don't have him.
You've got like 33 guys.
I know,
you don't
have it. I know, I do. I really. That's the problem.
You didn't see this coming, Webster.
No.
But we talked about it.
Yeah.
We talked about it, and this is why coming into this, the last make the cut parlay. What was it? The Masters. Yeah. I went bigger on that one. I put like $100 on it, right? And I didn't put like the $2,500 like Spenny did, but I put $100 on it, like, you know, trying to win the $3,000 or whatever, because I thought, yeah, you know, the Masters guys play the same everywhere, but. We all know, man, the TPC is one of these weird, this is where Ricky Fowler won. It's a tough course. It's an erratic place, right? So
it is. That's the thing. Like other
guys aren't like, there's not a ton of guys that are ultra consistent there all the time. Like a guy could be 8th there once and like, you know, 58th another time. Yeah. It's all over the place.
Well, when we were,
so I knew going in, making a cut parlay was kind of up in the air, but didn't expect Webb Simpson to, like, you know, set records.
When we were going through, remember when we sent that chart over of like guys, how they did on previous on the course, we saw a lot of missed cuts 4th, missed cut 22nd, missed cut, you know what I mean? Yeah. You said it, like, it's like good, bad, good, bad. And that's what happens. Like, Charles Schwartzel is actually having a horrible year. He's sitting in second right now with Cantlay. He's 10 under. Like, if you look at this leaderboard, you got, where are the big guns? You got Webb Simpson 16 under. You got Schwartzel at 10. We both are on Cantlay. Chesson Hadley 9. Danny Lee. This guy hasn't shown up all year. You said it, man. Like, a lot of guys are coming out of nowhere right now, except for Jason Day is lurking. Watch out. He won last week. He's T7 and he is 8 under. Shots back for him. If you want crazy. And Simpson's going to gag. Jason Day might be a guy that you want to look at because he can go real low. Well, he can go real low, Morenci.
We're getting to the time of the year right now, Cam. So at least we got a hockey game.
I'm excited.
Game.
I know. I'm actually happy about the hockey game tonight. Basketball on the weekend.
Starts tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the thing. Let's give the NHL a little bit.
Yeah. Unlike the NBA, the NHL did go, hey, guys, you're up next. Let's go.
Yeah, here's the thing. Hey, Winnipeg, you beat Nashville, get back, you're at home, you're playing Vegas on Saturday night.
I don't have a problem with that. If you go 7 games, you don't deserve the rest.
Should have ended it early. They should have won in 6. You said it, man. It would have been the same situation.
Yeah, I don't like it, though, if a team – sometimes you'll see a team will win in 6 and they get the quick turnaround, and that's not right.
You think they've like, – no, it's a good point. You think you play better. Like, you beat a team, you sweep them 5 or 6, you deserve a little bit more rest than if it goes back because you did your job.
But let's not forget they had 3 days off in between the games.
Yep.
Normal or 2 days off. Normally they play every 2 days.
That's true.
It was a 2-day.
People thought the game was Wednesday, but it was actually Thursday, so they got an extra day.
Yeah, they played Monday and then Thursday.
That is correct.
One game, now boom. And if you're Winnipeg, you're at home. You're not going anywhere. So it's Vegas that has to go to Winnipeg now, et cetera. So.
But Bobano brought up a good point from the game. Winnipeg won in Nashville last night, so they go back I don't know if that's going to work. Like, what do you say? Do you take the hot team? They're professional athletes. And take one on Thursday. So you get a night off. You play at home on Saturday.
It's a whole new Vegas, dimension.
Gabe, dude. Vegas hasn't played hockey in a long time. Like, a very long time. They took care of San Jose pretty early, man. They've been waiting for this stuff to
How
happen.
How long ago was it?
At least, let me think. So Thursday, it was on Sunday. Beat them on Sunday night.
It wasn't that long ago.
Sunday night. So it's they haven't played hockey in 6 days.
It's not that long.
Yeah. I was saying the optimum time I think would be like 3 or 4, 6 days is a long time, man. Knocking up there, like just practicing, game conditions, playoffs. It is a little long. Yeah, because they won that game Sunday night. I remember my power went out and I went bonkers and I called the cable company going ballistic.
See, normally Cam, I'm ultra fast like with finding things. New computer.
I know. No, no, no,
you know what it's like? You know what it's like. First time you're in front of a kid, it's like, oh, I don't even know.
I don't know how to log on to anything anymore. All my accounts. Like, I remember when I was doing that golf show, like, nothing was working. I was logging in under other guys' names. And the thing is, if you try 3 times and you don't get in, it locks you out. Like,
dude, I hate that stuff.
I got to be honest with you. I'm really scared right now because I don't know what to do with these machines.
I'm to the point now where I don't want to be protected like this. It's sort of like fat-free chips and less.
Like what me and Tim Anderson were talking about. I want trans fats because I want it to taste better.
Yeah, I never asked for less salt or sodium and things. Yeah. If I don't want it, I won't buy it.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't bastardize the things. It's the same thing. Like, Cam, a good example is I was in Vegas and my cell phone not working. I wanted to get into my email. So I said to Sheldon, can I use your cell phone for a second? I log into my email. I can't get in because
it's his phone.
It's on someone else's phone, not in my area. So it tells me, give us your phone number and we will text you a verification code.
You're like, screw that.
I don't have a phone. So in other words, I can't get in.
Exactly.
Like Google blocks you continuously. Like you said, oh, you can't get in. You can't, send text this. It's like they're protecting for me from myself.
I know.
Like, I can't even get it for myself. Like, I don't even care. I don't care.
I get messages all the time.
Hack into my computer. I don't give a shit.
I'm with you.
What do I have? You know what I mean? What are you going to hack?
Sports information. DFS lineups. I'm with you. Yeah, we don't.
I'm not one of these people that's like, it's like people in store with their debit cards and they look around. Yeah, buddy. You know what I mean? Because, I got a secret camera that's got your card number and your PIN. Like, people are just like ultra paranoid about everything.
I know.
Same thing with like passwords. Like, man, I had to register a password the other day that somebody gave me, and it drove me crazy, bro. It was one of these.
I know.
Capital.
You need one.
Capital. Yes, you need six minus letter. Name. Like, it was like, are you kidding me, man? Like, I'm thinking, who's trying to, like, it's a little extreme.
They go,
like,
you need two. No, this was mine. You need two caps with, it's got to be between 12 and 19 letters, and it's got to have 4 numbers in it. How's that? Okay.
The only thing I do with passwords is I just never do the obvious one.
What? Sports Rage?
Yeah.
But they can find out mine, too. What's Cam's nickname? The Bear?
Yeah,
okay. Red? Oh, you got me. That's the thing. Like, somebody knows me. Like, okay, let's go through his password.
Somebody asked me that. About Sports Rage. I'm like, I'm making my account Sports Rage. Yeah. Like that, Like the nut job trolls aren't going to figure that one out, right?
Actually, mine have been. I got to be honest with you. At the bank, they tell you to do like random numbers and stuff. I'm not going to say I make it easy, but I also kind of need it in the middle because I'm in situations where I'm going to forget. Man, you said it. Like even when we go to Vegas with the lock safe, I'm not going to go like 9, 6, whatever. It's going to be like a birth date or like an important number code to me. You know, like I'm not no. I'm with you, man.
I don't
screw
trust
this
those
crap.
Hey,
somebody has tried to get into your account. No, try. I get like 6 of those.
No. I guess screw it's like, good for them. Let them in.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, you can.
You
see
can it. Respond to the collection agency to keep sending me emails.
Great point.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Pay my bill.
Go ahead. Get in.
Go for it, buddy. Go for it. Yeah, it's so stupid, man. I'm with you. That's the thing. I don't even know now. Because you're logged into the machine now under your stuff.
You're right. I'll log you. I'll log me out.
You can still be in the
machine. No, but all you got to do is just say, sign me out now, and it'll go back to you.
Okay. But at least you're in my database now, friend.
Yeah. And then you're gonna have to hope that your passwords or whatever.
I think I texted them to myself, but God, it's going to be a tough weekend.
No, and then what happens is They'll give them back to you.
Yeah, but I have to write an email.
No, oh, yeah. And now they're going to start sending you text messages and stuff with pins, and then you get stuck in their little circular logic of hell.
Are you a human? Yeah, thanks.
It's right now to the point, Cam, where I can't click. I don't want to click on any sports player. If I hear,
I heard.
You guys can't hear on the air.
Yeah, but
me
it's
and
going,
Cam.
Speedy glass repair. Speedy glass replace.
Like five.
You got some kind of volume on there, like my ears. I'm like, and those commercials, you said it. Like, they come out hard so seniors can hear what they're pimping. Like, the volume of the commercial compared to what we're actually talking at is, like, triple. It's nuts. I don't know. I'm not sure if Florio knows, so no one can hear it but us,
no,
right?
No.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, well, we've heard a lot of commercials today at a very loud pace, very loud volume.
I hate to say it, but I'm starting to miss the MacBook, man.
Yeah, see, all the things you said about Apple, Hewlett-Packard's just not getting it done for you.
The problem
but you
is,
know the thing is you were used to Apple.
No, that's it. Not the Hewlett-Packard side, the computer side.
Basically, you know what you have. You're a quarterback that's gone to a new team, and you're learning a new playbook.
It's like buying a new pair of shoes. Yeah. They're always uncomfortable at first, right?
I don't know. When I bought my wide-footed shoes, it's usually like some. That's why we should get a shoe deal, because we're getting older. I've had a couple pairs I put on right away and went, wow, that's light. But you're right. Most of them give me blisters.
So Masai Ujiri pulls the trigger. Dwight Casey, Toronto Raptor coach, gets fired. Got a good coach on the market right now. There's some open spots right now. Orlando, Milwaukee's looking for a coach. Yet will they hold the postseason failure against him?
No, they won't, actually, because those teams need something
Will.
I think Milwaukee would be a really good fit for him.
I think Orlando's a good fit
They're a young team, too, yeah.
Because Orlando doesn't have expectations of winning in the playoffs. Now, Cam, look, dude, Milwaukee have the same problem the Raptors have.
They can't get out of their own way.
They've been to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Can't
with the
win
great
the first
freak,
round.
And they've been bounced in the first round 2 years in a row. That's, you know what I mean? You sort of want to, get to the first
Casey's
round, then the next year get to the next round. You want to climb that ladder.
Slow progression. Casey's a bigger name, though. Coach of the year. I think some teams will look at that type of thing.
Casey will get another job.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so he's going to get a job. He'll be all right. But so Masai Ujiri says it was the hardest thing that he had to do, and it really is a difficult situation, man.
Like, he's a good guy.
Yeah, it's not just that. He's a good coach. He's coach of the year for a reason. He won 59 games. You know, the year before, like, he's continuously won 55 to 59 games. And it's not his fault that Serge Ibaka quits.
It's not his fault.
Like, you can say, well, it's up to the coach to get the players motivated. Dude, Serge Ibaka is a grown man. The guy's been in the league for 12 years. He's going to do what he's going to do. It's the NBA.
If DeRozan and Lowry are stars, they got to take their games to the next level. Yeah. But I will say this, to your boy Pete Annapolis's point, his usage of Valanciunas is stupid. Because Valanciunas was a guy that was dominating, and they had mismatches
against
Cleveland.
But he's terrible defensively.
I know. But, Gabe, like, Cleveland made the Raptors look like the worst defensive team.
I've been on all sides of the Valanciunas thing.
Yeah.
Play him more. Oh, God, get him off the court. You know, he really was on tilt, like you said. There was just nothing he could really do. He ran out of moves. He couldn't get through anymore. And basically, you can't get something that's not there. I think Casey's a fall guy, to be honest with you. I don't think it's his fault. Like, I blame the players.
I blame the players more than the coach.
Like, yes. There's,
the only problem
there's
is,
some bad timeouts. There's some bad rotations.
Coming out of timeouts, have a play. That's not stupid.
But it's not,
that's not
all
his
that's
fault.
That's not worthy of throwing someone under the bus that won 59 games. Because you didn't like
it
one
is
play.
It's up to the Raptors team. You are a one seed with those players, and you embarrassed yourselves. That's not the coach.
To be honest, DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka. I'm not going to say JV. JV actually works hard. And DeMar works hard, too. So it's not fair to say they don't work hard, but you guys just got him fired. It's
true.
On you.
It is.
Like, you guys didn't lose to the Cavaliers because of Dwayne Casey. You know, was he perfect? No, but it's more on you. It wasn't Dwayne Casey that quit. And when Dwayne Casey said after game four, it's pretty much asking to be fired. When he stated, they said, you know, what were your thoughts on the game? And he said, well, I would have expected them to compete more.
Yes, exactly.
That's him saying that, yeah, I know I'm getting fired, and I'm just letting you know
I'm disappointed in
these guys. Rolled over, and you're going to blame me? That's the way it goes? But that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
It is the way, but the bottom line is they did roll over. badly.
I know, and that's like, not his fault.
No, it's not. And that's the problem with being this Toronto team. Like, they embarrassed, like, this team. I thought the Washington series was the lowest of the low when Paul Pierce said that, and he's right. They just couldn't man up. But not to get swept for a team that is that bad defensively, it was an embarrassment. As a minus 200 favorite, disgusting.
The one thing I will give them, not credit for, but at least DeMar DeRozan is not running from anything.
No.
DeMar DeRozan said that this is the worst time of my life. He said this is the worst basketball. This is the worst.
Yep.
This is the most frustrated I've been. I feel it. I'm right there with frustration of my own stuff. Yeah. But he knows. You know, you got to be frustrated if you're him. You've elevated your game to be a top five scorer in the NBA, but you keep on hitting a wall in the playoffs.
Exactly.
And, like, you hit a wall in the playoffs. Like, he does. There's no denying it.
All the time.
You know what I mean? He overthinks. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he doesn't shoot. He passes.
It's a great point.
Under the basket,
in his own
someone
head.
Beside him. It's like, bro, you're the scorer. Shoot. Yeah. You know, the last.
There's nothing worse than
the last play of game one, they gave him the ball. Casey did give him the ball. Casey said, hey, all right. It's your ball. You're the guy. 16 seconds left. Do what you're going to do. He went into the paint, and then he ended up throwing it out to Van Fleet. He should have taken to the paint and shot, but he didn't because he overthinks.
Yeah.
He overthinks.
And
he's a good guy, but he overthinks.
When you overthink and things go bad, you're on tilt. And that's exactly what happened. You can't get out of a problem like that. You make it worse.
My case, I underthink and make it worse.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
DFS. I don't even know who's playing. DFS. Who's playing tonight?
There's a lot of baseball games tonight, buddy. I know. It's
just... I have a computer, man.
I know.
My plan was...
What was the plan?
I'm just exchanging it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I'm trying to get Matt Modica.
Well, a couple guys. No,
Matt Modica.
I was going to say hopefully the King because we missed Steve Merrill's NASCAR segment, right, in Kansas City. Maybe he could, some guys there. I don't know exactly. Yeah, I think like a lot of baseball. I can't even put a hockey lineup together. There's one game.
Yeah, so I went early this morning. We went through this. I went early this morning. My plan was I got back. I was worried about even setting a computer up, new computer. No, they walk you through it. Some chick's voice, like you turn it on. She's like, hello, welcome to HP.
Really?
Yeah. And she goes, press yes or no. It was totally area-proof. It really was. I was impressed. And I was like, wow, I don't have to do anything else. Wow, I'm online. Boom. And I'm like, okay. And, dude, I knew the time. It was 1 o'clock because John King on CNN had stopped boring me to death. So his voice, his monotone. I don't know, it's politics.
That's what Trump says. When he ripped King, he's like, dude, you're the lowest rated guy on the network. I don't care what you think, man. I love how Trump uses everybody, like, everything's a network rating, and you're a real stooge if you can't get a number. Like, that's the best.
imagine Trump ripping us.
I know.
You guys' ratings are so bad, you're not even on the radar. Because good ratings to Trump, he thinks every rating's bad unless it's his.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right, though. Everything's exactly. About the ratings.
Dude. It is. It's all about the ratings.
The inauguration. Yeah. My ratings were great.
He'll even if he hates you, like you do pretty well. Like he won't rip you as much if you get a number on the board.
He actually dropped it earlier in the day again today. He said, he goes, oh, I know I'm going to win again because I make everyone too much money. He goes, look at the ratings. And it's true. It's true. I remember that.
CNN without him, Gabe. Oh, yeah. Like, think about the commercials that they're running. They're 9-person panels. You said it.
What are they going to do?
That's the thing. Like, if you're
looking at all those people that are making money.
I know.
On those panels.
Yes.
They're not doing it for free.
No.
They're not like poor Babano joining us for free.
That's true.
Like, every one of that, Amanda Carpenter is probably getting like $750, $1,000 every time she's like showing up. Or she's on retainer for like $90K. The only reason she's on retainer is so she can act offended about what Trump said earlier in the day.
Exactly. The lawyers, they're on speed dial too.
It's like the Super Bowl every week for these people.
I know.
Like, I almost want to get into the news just to get in on this.
That's a great point. Capitalize.
Dude, every day there's an outrage. Oh my God, man. He said this, right? Every day. What do you think about them? Like, sports, what's going on in sports now? Tampa, we got hockey. You know what I mean?
The Blue Jays and Red Sox tonight.
Chris, pretty good.
Chris Sale and Sanchez. Right.
You know what? I said I don't know who's playing, but come on. I know everything.
Yeah.
including I know the fact that Andrew McCutcheon's going back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Yar, 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 yar. Interesting. Yeah, I like McCutcheon. Some interesting games on the board tonight, though, when you're looking at the baseball card, Morenci. You could make some cases. Great call. Eh? Remember, you say, hey, White Sox, things are going to get better. Cubs 11, White Sox 2. Good stuff, White Sox. You keep on doing your thing all year. This is going to be the fun future. Wash that one down the toilet. I'll tell you, I know Sanchez is getting 60 cents tonight. Stale 40 cents. I saw you around the area. A lot of people from Boston make that trip. Mets send Matt Stable tonight against Jake Arrieta. Jake Arrieta laying 55 cents. I've leaned to the Phillies in that game. The Phillies can, I'll tell you something about the Phillies. You talk about it. These guys can rake on that team. Like, some of their young hitters are absolutely fantastic, man. They've got a good chemistry going on. I think
as the weather starts to warm up in the month of June and stuff, we'll really start to look at
some overs. Yeah. Like, especially in Cincinnati with how bad their whole staff absolutely blows. You're saying that ball flies at a Great American ballpark.
11-2 Cubs right now.
Yeah, that's what I say. White Sox.
11-2.
Yeah, White Sox are
well, you knew they're going to get swept.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah. I
warned you. I was like, I don't know what you're saying in this White Sox game.
I don't know either, buddy. It's just it's one of those things.
You were like 67.5, pretty low. I'm like, no, actually, it was
61.5.
Is it 61.5?
Yeah, that's what it was. It wasn't 67.5. No. 61.5. They're right. The lowest total on the board. That's why I go, no matter how bad you are, you're probably going to win
61.5.
The Marlins actually was worse.
No, the Marlins were 59.5.
No, they were 60.5.
I thought the White Sox were a little higher. You're saying you got it at
61.5 is what the number. Yeah. And it went up to 62.5 for 60.
You still might not.
No, it's not going to get. I'm actually worried about it. Like, they're bad. They're a bad, bad baseball team. They're horrible. They got good young hitters on the team, but other than that, look at their gas cans.
Everything always evened out in baseball.
Yeah, water finds its level, right, Morenci? But I'll tell you, these bullpens, like you said it, they had the lead the other night, and then, boom, they give up four. Nate Jones gives up 4 runs in the inning. He left everything up there. There were meatballs.
So, you know, so yeah, that was my deal. So yeah, I'm going to get back at 1 o'clock or so. So yeah, like John King finishes, and I was like, all right, I actually sat down here. I sat down. I was like, all right, I got a new computer. And I was like, oh, because, you know, all the fantasy stuff that I have, everything's saved, man. Like, I don't have anything. You know what I mean?
That's the thing.
I can't get in anything. I don't have, like, everything.
That was my frustration. I remember when we were talking about this stuff.
I don't know the passwords. It's like, it's a mess.
We used to do it all at the other. That's the thing. When you get somebody, I have to set up this computer.
And I was very patient. I'm like, all right, this is going to take me about half an hour, but I'm going to just sort of load up all my sites that I use. And I'm going to hit save. I'm going to pin them to pin them to the page and all that type stuff. And I couldn't. It started, and then it just started. Boom. You know, oh, we got to get the radio remote going. Oh, I'm blocked out of YouTube. And then it just turned into the digital hell that you walked into. Oh, yeah. Into my ex-girlfriend
What the hell? I just walk in. Hey, Morenci, I got you a ginger ale in a can. Better than the bottle. It's got bubbles. And you're just, oh, yeah, you were just peeking, man. I was like, you gave me a couple of old Burger King nuggets to shut me up.
Yeah, here's some nuggets.
I remember, you're all worried. Don't worry, Cam. Just eat these old nuggets, and I'll take care of what's going on.
She brought them in here.
I got to tell you something about those Burger King nuggets. They got to be better than that.
Were they Burger King?
They were old. It's very spongy, very spongy.
I said it the other
day. It's hard to find good quality chicken.
Even, those Chili's chicken tenders
were the best.
They don't come
around. Chili's was fresh.
That was really the best chicken fingers I've ever had in my life.
I agree. It was like the steak of chicken fingers.
But I said that. I saw a Burger King commercial the other day, and they didn't even look good in a commercial. Like, when you can't, like, even fake it.
Oh,
like
the best
like even
the
Arby's, it's like, man, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, oh, Arby's. I'll tell you something.
We have the meat.
Hey, fantasy guys, like fantasy sales guys, if you're listening, I don't know what Arby's is doing, but I like it. Very, very cheap. And their new line, have you seen all the things they got now? They got these like gyros wraps and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're cheap. Like, and they look fresh and good. Like, yeah. I'm telling you, man, Arby's is keeping their prices down and the quality stays true. But you're right. I saw that Burger King commercial. Did you notice too what they did? They did their taste test. They had the one guy who already was like a regular eater of the Burger King product. They took the burger and mangled the bun at the top. Like, it was deformed. I'm watching the commercial going, of course you're going to pick the other burger. Like, the other burger. Like, the bun had like a dent in it and the burger. Like, it was not even right. Like, what they did was, that was not like a Coke versus Pepsi. Like, you've done that, the old taste test when they used to go to like the park, Canada's Wonderland or Six Flags, and they go, hey, man, you want to try the Pepsi Coke challenge?
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Oh, if you tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke, you don't have taste buds.
Yeah, like, I don't understand how anybody would
I've done 40 of those
that.
Tests and not even like among one. I got to believe everyone knows that.
Yeah, I can
tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke. You don't even see colon tab and anything else you want in there, too. We'll name everyone. Ding, 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 ding. I'll even say we know in Fountain Pop.
I bet Fountain you soda. Could do like a blind... A blind taste test.
For sure I could.
Of, like, all fast food places.
I think I could, too. I could tell, like...
Well, you could tell the difference, a Big Mac, a Whopper.
Food, everything, if certain fast food places have their niche and their little flavors.
What do they
tell.
Call, what's the,
Which one?
What's it called at Wendy's?
Oh, Wendy's. Hey, what they're...
They don't have a specific name, do they, for the,
No, they have the Baconator. They have, you know, they have like, a double decker. They have, Swiss, mushroom melt. I'll get a hand at the Wendy's. Great chicken sandwich. One of the best chicken sandwiches in the business. Very nice, very plump, very satisfying. So, yeah, I'm really down with their chicken sandwich. Good stuff. I'm near an A&W, too. I like when I usually can't afford, like, a $15 combo. But when those coupons come in the mail, it makes me very, very happy, Gabe. So, that's the thing. I don't understand A&W, too. Do you see the camp going to London? Yeah, and have you tried the team?
I don't understand.
Oh, winning it. And going to London and opening for you, giving these Brits the team burger. It makes no sense to me. I know, me and my girlfriend were talking about. She was like, is there a campaign I haven't heard about? Like, are they opening up A&W in London? No. They just randomly flew the A&W rep and not the Root Bear, who I love as their corporate representative. And this guy's giving away burgers on
why don't they give burgers away to honest, hardworking Canadians or Americans,
exactly.
Where A&W actually are?
That's what I'm saying.
So typical. Screw the people that are paying us.
Great point.
Let's go over to England and give people burgers on the
street.
Hey,
buddy, you know the West Coast. A&W is huge in BC, Washington State, Oregon. Like like those A&W truck stops. I remember I drove with my brother all
They're
around all the
now,
California.
Too. Oh, yeah. Minneapolis, St.
Yeah.
Paul, and stuff.
Yeah, man, it's a good company, man. Yeah, you said it. Give the burgers to the North Americans.
I always do that.
Not the
it's like
Brits.
It's like the NFL giving a good game to London.
Well, you're Jacksonville now.
You're a Jacksonville Jaguar fan. Hey, look, the defending Super Bowl champions are coming to Jacksonville. No. It's a home game, but no, it's a home game in London.
Exactly.
Premium.
Premium.
Not only is it premium because it's the Super Bowl champs, but it's premium because you got to fly your ass to London.
I like premium. That's wicked. Man. Tonight, it's usually not my thing to make cases for certain dogs tonight in baseball, and not a lot are popping out. It's one of those nights where pitchers are like Verlander, -260.
All right, let's blast through this. So we got Chris Sale, -180 against Sanchez. I just, you know, I'm not laying -180. It's Blue Jays or Pats.
I'm actually on the Jays.
Chris Sale's so good, though.
He is so good. You know, I'm going to take the +160 and take a shot. That's a half-unit play. I'm not going to go bonkers on that game, but too much value for me to pass up.
Should the Phillies be favorites against,
against
the Mets?
Mats is all right, but I like Jake Arrieta at home and those Phillies bats. I don't want to lay 50, 55 cents, but I think I will. I think I like the Phillies are one that caught my eye.
The Oakland Athletics road trip
New York tonight. Don't want to lay 85 with Gray.
Grayman versus Gray. Nah, I don't want to do that either. I'm trying to get smarter, too. San Francisco, Suarez, and Tyon.
I like the Giants tonight. Tyon actually was a guy everyone, ooh, fantasy, reality.
Like
everybody
I mentioned,
loves
McCutcheon
this guy.
Goes back here tonight.
I'm with the Giants at plus 105 tonight. They let me down earlier on the week, but I'm going
to
give them another
for me
chance.
To buy it.
It's, I wish we got 15, 20 cents, but I think it's a short price. I'm going to take the Giants.
You got Faria and Gossman.
Baltimore.
Does Baltimore play every damn game at home or
I'm going to tell you something about Baltimore. They've been good. They've been good to us, and they're scoring runs at a crazy
pace. Their bats
are
coming
alive
right now.
Yes, and I'm riding it out tonight. I'm taking a shot with the Goss man.
I can't do it.
But Baltimore, they're good. Gabe, they're scoring at will right now. Hot, hot bats. They were down again. They screwed up. Remember when they were down 4-0? Kansas City put up a 4-spot. Boom. Baltimore comes back with a 3-spot in the bottom of the inning. They come back and murder them. They score a lot of runs right now. Hot bats.
This is the first game. This is the one that I'll take. Atlanta Braves minus 140 against the Marlins.
I like the Braves tonight.
Talk about a hot team, dude. Yeah. Talk about a team that can hit a baseball, man.
I think
Braves, these young guys, they can really swing a stick.
You said it, man. That's a short price for a good team there, and I'm going to ride the McCarthy train against Straley. I will lay 40 cents there.
No McCarthyism.
I'm
Hamill and Bauer minus 250.
Yeah, Jordan Sassy, Dorothy Hamill against Bauer. You know what, I'm going to lay one. On my book, we have 1 1.5. So I think I'm going to lay the 1.5 with Cleveland and only lay 30 cents. I don't trust Jason Hamill. He's going to get rocked.
Or you could parlay it with Verlander. Yeah,
good call.
Against the Rangers. So
another good
Seattle
option.
At Detroit.
Lean Seattle.
Yeah, Detroit are just a train
wreck. Boyd against that lineup, the Mariners, I think.
But it's a prolonged road trip for Seattle.
It's true. It's true.
But, you know, going to Toronto, Detroit's not
hey,
that
Seattle's
much.
Playing pretty good, man. Their bats are really heating up.
Milwaukee.
They beat up Jay Happ. That's a very tough game. I had Milwaukee last night, and they won.
Bettis hasn't been too
you know
bad
what?
This year.
Tough.
That's a tough one. I lean Colorado minus 120.
I do too.
It's just short. You get him at home minus 120.
Yeah, that's true. I do lean Colorado, especially since Milwaukee won the other night.
Wow, Scherzer's minus 210 on the
I
road.
Like Scherzer, though, against Cock. Yeah, no way. We're going with Scherzer.
Isn't it Koch?
I missed Tony. Remember? He said, okay, who's pitching for the Diamondbacks? Cock? Yeah, I don't know. Sure. We'll put Scherzer in the parlay.
Yeah, it's the first. This is the first Friday. First Friday without our boy Sincata in the house here too.
I really miss him.
I'm about to sink, man.
I feel like
I'm going down.
Right
I'm
now.
Going down in flames.
I feel, no, honestly, Mercy, I'm a friend. And I love you. Like I feel like I'm like sorry, man. Like I wish.
No,
I could.
Normally I'd be all right. Yeah. I've done the 6 o'clock hour before.
Yeah. I just don't
but
like.
Normally I'm prepared.
I always
like,
feel
I didn't
weird
have a computer
to go to another radio show, and I see. I'm like, bye, Gabe. Have a nice weekend. I just
no,
see
you're
you
locked
there.
In. You were contractually obligated.
I am. Because I represent the pizza.
And the
station. He actually texts me. He's like, you're due for some voiceover soon.
Good, good.
Yeah, a couple extra
bucks. Buy some more pizza certificates.
I love pizza certificates.
All right. Scherzer's minus 210. I'm not laying now with the Nationals on the road.
They'll be part of the parlay. I like Washington to win that.
Nothing wrong with a nice, good lot of strippers at a skag party.
Yeah, let's go to the skag.
Let's go to the skag party.
Who's there? Loretta Lynn? Yeah, anyway.
I think I like the halos here.
Yeah, I like the halos too.
Last night, dude, I lost a lot. I lost, like, cost me $300
the
Dodgers, man, against the Reds.
I'm going to tell you something. I know the Dodgers are your team.
They're money burners.
That's the thing. Like, when the Cincinnati Reds come into your park and beat you, and what was it, Luke Mai had, like, a wicked pitching performance. The Dodgers, this is the thing about the Dodgers that scared me, but last year they always found ways to win, even when they didn't have the bats. Now, ice cold, man.
The Dodgers
ice
used to
cold.
Come back a lot late.
They did.
They'd suck all game, and it'd score, like,
that's
three
correct.
Runs in a night.
Now, it's just the magic is gone.
Yeah,
even your boy Kershaw's not pitching. He's
Kershaw
beat down.
Injured.
He's beat down.
Jansen's been bad out of the gate early.
Yep.
Yeah, you know they won two nights ago. They scored 6 runs against Arizona. I thought they were going to start to get on a little bit of a roll. It was a nice spot. And listen, Buehler pitched pretty well.
Yep.
But you know, didn't work out. So Maeda tonight against Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey.
Wow. Harvey for the Reds tonight again. I hate to say it, but
God.
A chalk parlay with the Dodgers. You got to hear me out here. Dodgers and Scherzer minus 200.
I'm sorry for myself.
There's no way that Harvey can win, can he? It's just watch him pitch his ass.
I don't know. Florio's a Harvey guy. What do you think, Florio?
Florio, you like Harvey tonight?
Matt Harvey
plus 170?
Matt Harvey going to get lit up in L.A. tonight?
I will be rooting for him. Well. There is no way I would put money on him.
Yeah.
No, he probably pitches well just
plus
to like surprise people.
Yeah.
Put it this way. We'll put it this way. The Dodgers have cost too much money this year to lay minus 200 against anybody right now.
I agree. 100%. Yeah, that's even Matt
thing.
Harvey in Cincinnati.
That's, you know, you can all Matt Harvey.
You
this,
can put
Matt
it in a
Harvey
parlay,
that.
But you're not betting that game individually. You can't.
What do you got?
I'm taking the Jays plus 160, Mariners minus 50, Baltimore riding the train minus 135, Washington minus 1.5, Phillies minus 150, and San Francisco plus 105. Lean to it, and I'm taking Cleveland minus 1.5 on the ice, Gabe. I am riding the Lightning minus a half, 20 cents in regulation.
See you, Cam.
Have a good one, buddy.
We'll be back on the other side.